These are your latest Manchester United headlines, and I'm Jack Eggleby. First up, and according to Football Insider, the club are willing to offer two first-team players in part exchange for Tottenham star Harry Kane. The Red Devils have been strongly linked with Kane in recent weeks, and their interest has heightened from reports he has told Spurs he wants to quit this summer. A United source says to have told Football Insider the club are lining up a bid for the England captain, but are unlikely to get close to the £150 million valuation Tottenham have placed on their prized asset. Instead, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side will look to sweeten the deal by offering some of their top stars in part exchange. And amongst those United could tempt Spurs with our French forward Anthony Martial and West Ham lone star Jesse Lingard. Moving on to another striker who could be heading to Old Trafford, and United are reportedly considering a move for Southampton forward Danny Ings. The Red Devils confirmed the 12-month extension of Edinson Cavani's contract last week after impressing in his first season in English football. But with question marks over the likes of Marcus Rashford and Mason Greenwood's ability to play through the middle, another centre-forward could arrive this summer. And according to the Telegraph, United could turn to former Liverpool striker Ings, who has just 1 year remaining on his contract with Southampton. The 28-year-old has 13 goals in all competitions this season, after netting 25 last term. Finally, United are also reportedly planning to meet with Bruno Fernandes' agent to discuss a new deal for the Portugal international. The 26-year-old has been in excellent form for the Red Devils since arriving from Sporting Lisbon in January 2020 and registering 25 assists in his 79 appearances in all competitions. The Portuguese has a contract at Old Trafford until June 2025, but various reports have claimed they're looking to extend his deal. According to Portuguese paper Record, Fernandes' agent Miguel Pino is currently in Manchester and will meet with the Premier League club to discuss a new deal for his client. That's all for now. We'll have more later.